It wasn't the start to the Eastern Conference Finals the North Bay Battalion had envisioned as the troops fell 3-2 in the opening game. The Peterborough Petes now lead the best of seven series 1-0. "I think it was getting off to a tough start," said head coach Ryan Olayan post-game. "Obviously that was pretty much the deciding factor in the game. We came out a little bit slow, we were watching them a little bit and that's a little bit to be expected, and I honestly give Peterborough full marks and a lot of credit for their start. They came out prepared and took advantage of a good first period and we dug ourselves a bit of a hole. We made a push but ultimately weren't able to get that next one." The Petes got off to a quick start as Jonathan Melee, 5, converted on a Brennan Othman pass to beat Dom De Vincentis just over a minute in. Under 4 minutes later, with Peterborough continuing to mount pressure, Montreal Canadiens prospect Owen Beck, 4, added to the lead before Connor Lockhart, 6, capped off the scoring for the Petes late in the first period. At the first intermission, it was 3-0 Peterborough. In the second, the battalion came to play, outshooting the Petes 16-3. However, Anthony Romani, 5, was the only person in a green sweater to beat Michael Simpson. Peterborough led 3-1 after 40 minutes played. Continuing the momentum in the third, North Bay brought the game to within a goal when Pasquale Zito, 6, beat Simpson. The troops continued their onslaught with a late power play, but a save of the year candidate by Simpson on a one-time shot from Kyle MacDonald with just over a minute left, sealed the fate of the first game. "You never have momentum for 60 minutes," said Rob Wilson, Peterborough coach. "It's how you weather the storm, and in the second we didn't weather it very good. In the second they got a goal, and in the third we got one goal, but we were much better and in our structure. We had the message after the first of relieve all the pressure now and let's focus on getting our legs going and getting our game back," explained Olayan on the last two periods. "That was what we wanted to try and do. Sometimes the team that has the lead is protecting it and the team that's down can make those pushes. It was a great effort by our guys. It was a resilient effort and I liked what we started to do later in the game." Game 2 goes Sunday from Memorial Gardens and battalion forward Kyle MacDonald hopes to see a big crowd. "I think it excites everyone in that room since Game 1 of the playoffs, and even throughout the season. They have been so big for us, even when we're down they're cheering and that really gives life and makes us want to push. You can catch the game live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast starting at 1:50 p.m.